Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The term homeostasis refers to an important ecological concept that impacts our daily lives in many ways. Homeostasis means resistance to change or staying the same. Operating at many levels, it is the process by which a cell, an organism, an ecosystem, or the entire planet maintains constant internal conditions in the face of a varying external environment. An example of homeostasis at the cellular level is the phenomenon in which division of a group of cells stop when they become so numerous as to touch each other. Biologists think that at this time, a chemical that halts further division is passed from cell to cell. Thus, the system resists change and stays the same. Cancer cells appear to have overcome the chemical resistance and continue to divide even after cells touch. At the organism level, homeostasis has survival value by allowing animals to adapt to changing components of the environment, such as solar radiation, temperature, and food supplies. When we're cold, we shiver and warm up a bit. When lizards are hot, they seek shade. Other strategies for maintaining heat balance include migration, hibernation, and growing thicker fur or darkened skin. The sensations of hunger and thirst are also homeostatic mechanisms that help an organism maintain optimum levels of energy, water, and nutrients. Homeostasis can also regulate the size of populations, as shown in the relationship between predatory animals and their prey. When snowshoe rabbits become abundant in Canada, so do their main predators, the lynx, until predation diminishes the supply of rabbit, which causes a corresponding decline in lynx populations. When rabbit numbers build again, the cycle is repeated and the general fluctuation remains stable and resistant to change. At the global level, some think that all living matter on Earth functions as a vast organism that actively modifies the planet to produce a suitable environment. Thus, the entire planet maintains homeostasis. While this theory is debated, some simple global mechanisms are generally accepted. For example, when carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere rise, plants are able to grow better and remove more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Finally, large organizations, industrial firms, and social systems are sometimes referred to as homeostatic because they oppose change with every means at their disposal. That's out of my field, but I do know of a person or two who I formerly called hard-headed, but will now label as homeostatic.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.